Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today, we're going to be talking about common mistakes made when we start dating again after a toxic relationship. Those common mistakes that are made. These mistakes are important to look at. I mean, the more that we can shine some light into these situations, I mean, this is some deep stuff, but it's good. We're going to have some fun today. And the more that we're able to understand that, the more we're able to do multiple things, right? We're able to use our time wisely. We're able to spend our time doing what we need to do appropriately. We're not wasting our time and wasting other people's times, and we're working on the introspection and the work that we must do to eventually be that awesomely healthy, great, amazing person, just that we are and that we work with and that we continue to be, and finding someone else that can also be that same type of counterpart that has those same situations in their life. Because remember, it takes two to tango with that situation, and we're looking for someone with similarities. And what we're looking for in similarities is healthy understanding, communication, values, boundaries, all that good stuff. So we're going to be talking about that today, because a lot of times many of us make the mistake, right? We get out of a relationship, you know, we do a little bit of soul searching, then you get a little bored, you get a little lonely, the loneliness starts setting in, we don't really look toward the introspection, the loneliness starts setting in, and then we begin to look around, maybe we start going out, maybe we get on some dating apps, and then we start meeting people, and all is well. But what I've heard from a lot of clients, and a majority of clients, is that they start meeting people, but they're like, I keep meeting these types of people, I feel like I'm meeting a lot of narcissists, or a lot of cluster B, or I feel like I'm meeting these types, or I feel like if there's a person like this in the room, I'm like a magnet, like I'm just like bringing them to me or something. Like, what is that about? Well, I mean, what that's about is that we are kind of stuck in some programming that we have to let go. And until we realize the programming to its fullest extent, we can't change it. We can't augment it, and we can't stop it. So we go on autopilot. That's why we have these cycles and patterns in our life. And tendency of meeting the same type of personality over and over again, getting into a relationship with someone that has that same type of tendency or personality that we just got out of the relationship with. Maybe not to the same degree. Maybe even more extreme, maybe less extreme, but you get what I'm talking about. So let's begin today's conversation with talking about choosing the similar folks based on our programming. Many of us don't realize how, and programming is not a foul word. This is not a bad word. This is just a true word. I think programming is essential to understand, because think about it. As we grow and develop and evolve in our lives, as we do that, we meet people, we connect with certain people, we have certain relationships, we have certain things that worked and didn't work. We were raised by certain family dynamics. Some of us were raised by a mother and a father, some of us weren't. Some of us were raised by an aunt or an uncle or a grandma or grandpa or two dads or two moms or whatever the combination is. And, you know, going through that process, we learn a lot about our parents, the people that raise us. And in that process, we take on a lot of traits. We learn a lot of things. Some of those things are very positive and very healthy, and some of them aren't. And so we have to look at some of the programming that we've taken on. And a lot of times we have to really look at the mother-father dynamic, or the people that raised you, and look at that dynamic and really honestly see it. It's interesting, lately I've worked with some clients where we've discovered why they have a tendency of connecting with certain types of people, or at least how they got into the relationship, and then I ask them, and many of them have the chance of going back and visiting their family, and they get to see it full on technicolor, the connections between their ex and one of their parents. You know, also looking at ourselves. And I'm not saying this is always fast and furious. This is always, you know, a sure thing. But for the most part, it is. I mean, if you look at it, 97-98% of the time, we're going to have some similarities to one of the people that raised us. Now, It's interesting because if you look at the parent dynamic, let's say between, for example, you take a codependent and someone that exhibits codependent signs and symptoms, and, you know, we're not going to sit there and label people and say they're codependent. That's their name. That's their new name. We've taken away their name and we've put in codependent. And then maybe someone that has more signs and symptoms of narcissism and, you know, connecting with that and seeing that. And sometimes we can really, you know, garnish a lot of knowledge when we look at that situation. We can garnish a lot of knowledge where we're not judging it per se, but seeing the impact that it would have on a developing child, right? Seeing the impact it would have on a developing child in a situation and understanding that development. Understanding how that would actually impact us, because remember, we're highly, it's interesting because we're learning all the time, and many of us don't realize that we're constantly learning. We're constantly taking in stimuli. Especially when we're growing up. I mean, as a kid, think about it, we were a sponge. Right, you were a sponge to whatever was going on. You were a sponge to, you know, your parents, things that were happening. We learned things very quickly. We learned a lot of things from the kids we hung out with, too, right? I'm sure that many of you remember, like, your parents getting angry because you're hanging out with a kid down the street, and the kid down the street is doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And what are we doing? We're learning, right? We're learning. We're taking that in. We're taking some of those characteristics in as our own. And learning some not such great habits, right? The same thing is in the family dynamic too. I mean, we can take in some really great things of mom and dad and that sort of thing. And we can also, learn some other types of things that might not be completely beneficial. We might learn limitations and acquire those limitations as being our own. We may acquire a lower sense of self or self-esteem because we've been told various things about ourselves. You know, there's maybe we have a family member that keeps coming back in and out of our life or runs in or out or has left us at an early age. And so we have those fears of abandonment and worry that other people are going to leave us just like they did. You know, maybe we have someone that's really abusive mentally, physically, or emotionally. You know, maybe we had somebody that wasn't there. Maybe you had a parent that really wasn't there. Maybe you had two parents that weren't really there. I remember growing up in high school and middle school, and I had some friends that I was really close to, and I remember my parents were, like, really, really, really strict. And I don't know about your parents, but my parents were really strict. I mean, like, insane strict. Like, come on. I mean, it's still light outside. I should be able to hang out with my friends. But I had some friends that literally their parents, you know, really didn't ever think about what they were doing. And I didn't realize how that affected them. And I remember one time I was with a friend of mine and we were really late and I was missing curfew and everything else. And we were getting back and I dropped her off at her house. And she's like, I have no idea why we went to my house. My parents don't even know that I'm home. They won't even know I'm here. We could have gone to your house. And so I was like, well, get back in the car. We'll go to my house and I'll deal with a possible grounding. But, you know, it's interesting because I look back at that and I realize that some of us didn't have parents. They weren't around. Some of our parents were too busy doing their own thing. Some of our parents were too busy trying to meet the next person because they were divorcing and they were looking for somebody to connect with. They were looking for somebody to fill the void. They didn't want to be alone. You know, some of our parents didn't want to be parents. There's a lot of things that go into this. So we have a lot of that. We have to shine some light on some of the stuff that happened in our past to really understand how we see things now, right? Because when we've been surrounded by things, it impacts generally how we see things, right? I mean, come on, we don't live in a vacuum. You know, I think it's interesting when I work with clients and they say, I don't know, I'm just depressed, you know? It's like, I feel depressed lately. And we start looking about, you know, some of the stuff that they're reading or some of the things that they're taking in or some of the TV shows that they're watching. And it's interesting when it's all on death and dismemberment or, you know, murder shows and all that types of stuff. And it's interesting, the things that we are exposed to directly impact our life. And you may disagree with me, but look at the research. I mean, it's there. And quite honestly, you know, we can't unsee things. We can't unhear things. We can try to deprogram, but there's a lot of times there's things that we just can't unsee and unhear. So let's look at this. So when we leave a toxic relationship, where are we at mentally and emotionally? Well, I think many of us are like overwhelmed. There's a lot of questions, not a lot of answers, maybe a lot of, you know, maybe there's some closure that you want that you can't have. You know, maybe you're still questioning your validation. Maybe you're questioning the relationship. Maybe you're questioning why you were there. Maybe you're beating yourself up for the situation, saying, I can't believe that I fell for this. I can't believe that I stayed in this relationship. I can't believe that I went through this pain and suffering. You know, many of us might still be wondering why the relationship broke up. Many of us might be trying to get back together in an ultimate loop that's been happening, you know, every 2 months for the last year of their relationship. And so a lot of times we're in a state of concern. We're in a state also that we're not very stable as far as our identity, because we're questioning a lot of things. And in that questionability of who we are and what we're doing, we have a tendency, when we go out there and we start dating immediately, we start dating other people that also question their identity. We also start dating other people that haven't taken the time to get to know who they are. And that's one of the things, is I have clients ask me, what is the appropriate time? Like, how long do I wait after this relationship to go back out and date? And I said, you know, it really depends on how long it takes you to assimilate the identity that your solid identity, to be quite honest with you. And sometimes it takes people longer than others. Sometimes it takes people shorter than others. There's no shortcut, though, however. There's no shortcut. There's no cliff notes on this, to be quite honest with you. So we have to take the time to figure out what that is. Because remember, when we got into a toxic relationship, it takes two, right? So there's ultimately things on both sides of the equation that have to be worked on. You know, we have to sit there and look at what were some of the things that happened. What were some of the things that I need to work on? What were some of the triggers that were triggering to me, that ultimately triggered me in this relationship? What are some of those? Why did they trigger me? What was some of the pain and suffering that I dealt with? Were there some cycles and patterns that were very unhealthy in nature that I dealt with? And I want you to just think about that, because it's very powerful stuff. Because if you haven't started journaling on this, if you haven't started looking back at the relationship and trying to understand, if you haven't started unpacking some of the baggage from that relationship, we are nowhere near in a place to start dating. And why I say that is, it's just going to be a waste of time. Because what happens, we ultimately gravitate to other people who are at the level we are within our own personal self. Right? At the level we are. And it's not always the exact level, but and there's no right level. I'm not sitting there saying one level is better than the other, so don't get me wrong. There's no judgment on levels here in the show. But I'm saying, at the different level that we're at, as far as self-exploration, self-understanding, self-worth, self-value, not an inflated sense of self, not a narcissistic sense of self, but that whole concept of self. And really looking at that and being honest, because if we're still in the he said, she said, and we haven't dug into the depths of everything that went on, we're nowhere near where we need to be at to be in a good spot in our relationship, to be able to be in a good spot in our relationship with ourselves. And so we're going to be talking more about that today, because we need to try to find other people that can connect with us on a level that we can connect with. But we're not going to find that. We're going to find that, but we're going to find that maybe in a spot that we really eventually want to graduate from, right? So a lot of times we might be functioning in a level that's good right now, but the amount of work that we do over a period of time becomes better, better, more clear, and we begin to step in to almost a higher realm, a higher vibration, a higher consciousness. So that's where we want to go. So stay tuned. When I return, I'll be talking more about resolving these issues, being able to identify the sense of self, understanding the sense of self, creating a strong sense of self, and also finding another person that also has that as well. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you've had them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm exploring the concept of the emotional, mental wedge that many people are creating in relationships to be able to manipulate and control the situation. It's interesting, like I was talking about earlier, the concept of a wedge being a child or another person or a friend or a pet. All of these living creatures can be wedges when used to be a wedge. So, for example, the child from the previous marriage that the new spouse has an issue with, that can be a wedge. And every time the husband or wife goes to see their kiddo from the previous marriage, it's brought up, oh, you're always spending time, you're always doing this, where are you, I never get to see you, you're always constantly doing this. And so it becomes this wedge, and then it becomes kind of this resentment piece, and then is brought up numerous times over and over again in any sort of argument or fight about how you spend too much time with your kid, or how the kid's using you, or how you're spending too much money on the kid, or how you have to interact with the baby mama or the baby daddy, and how that's impacting the current situation. And so there's this constant barrage. The health issues is an interesting thing, too, because I know that a lot of people have health issues, and I understand for sure. And I understand how they can impact us in our day-to-day life. I also understand how they can impact us in relationships, and I get that. However, sometimes the impact is not as impactful as some of us claim, right? So we create this wedge based on, I have this health issue, don't touch me. All my back hurts, I can't have sex, da-da-da-da. The constant something that's going on that gets in the way of having connection with the other person, that gets in the way of having that intimacy, and that's a big deal. So that's something that a lot of times people are not aware of. And then sometimes it can be really challenging to somebody because if it's being used constantly, it can make the other person feel small. It can also make the other person feel as though they're very unattractive or not wanted. There's lots of different levels to this that can come into play when that happens. COVID is an interesting thing, and that was what I was really talking about right before the break, was just COVID and how COVID, yes, I understand COVID, but COVID was used as a great divider and a big wedge with a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that said, hey, you know, okay, we're going to get together anyway, even if we need to go outside or whatever, but we're going to make sure that we keep the family together to some degree. But there was other folks out there that were like adamant about not, and COVID became the big deal, and they separated families from it, or they didn't see, they wouldn't allow their spouses or, you know, to go see other people or to do things. And, you know, there's some that actually divided the house up in plastic and wouldn't even, you know, kiss or hold their spouse anymore. And the COVID became the wedge. And there's some people that are still living this life right now where COVID is the big wedge in the relationship, where the person can't go to work and come back home and see their spouse or connect with their spouse unless they're outside and a few feet away with a mask on. And that's really challenging. And I understand that there's some people that are dealing with some PTSD from getting COVID, and maybe the COVID was extreme, and I totally understand that. However, you know, when we're living in fear like this for a long period of time, and then the relationship is suffering through this as well, that wedge becomes, you know, catastrophic, emotionally, mentally, physically for the other person, and spiritually for that matter, because you begin to question the reality of the relationship as well. The forever ammunition is a big piece too, and that's a big wedge creator, is forever ammunition. And so what I've been talking about so far is wedges in general, but there's a forever ammunition that can go a long way to creating a wedge. And this forever ammunition is stuff that we can bring back up in an argument to be able to separate things, to bring back up in an argument to stop the argument in its tracks, bringing it back to the forever ammunition. So when I return, I'll be talking more about forever ammunition, how to spot forever ammunition, and what we can do about it. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A federal judge dismissed a Republican-led challenge to President Joe Biden's plan to cancel billions of dollars in student debt shortly after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett rejected a request in another case to block it. A federal judge barred the state of New York, at least for now, from enforcing the part of a closely watched gun law that bans firearms from churches or other places of worship. The Democratic-led city of El Paso, Texas, is ending a month-long effort to bus migrants to northern cities after a new policy put in place by the Biden administration is forcing Venezuelan migrants back to Mexico and easing pressure on the border city. European Union leaders will discuss reducing their economic dependency on China, aiding Kyiv, and punishing Iran for its involvement in the war that Russia is waging on Ukraine when they meet for a second day of talks in Brussels. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the wedge that people put in the way of the relationship, that gets in the middle of the relationship, that causes problems, that causes chaos, that allows for this emotional distance. And a lot of times it's happening, and sometimes people that are doing it don't even know they're doing it. Sometimes I think to some degree they might know they're doing it, and definitely subconsciously we all know we're doing it. So, you know, it gets to that point, but, you know, self-awareness is self-awareness, and sometimes we might, even some people that are self-aware might not be aware of what's happening. Right before the break, I was talking about how, you know, COVID and how a lot of that was used to separate family dynamics as well. And that was the wedge that was put in there between family and friends and even spouses in the same household. And now I want to really talk about the forever ammunition concept, because the wedge can also come in the form of forever ammunition. And I've talked about that. I'm actually the one that's coined that phrase. years ago. I kind of came up with that. I should copyright it, I guess. But I haven't yet. But the forever ammunition concept is when somebody uses stuff against you from the past and brings it up over and over and over again. And this stuff keeps coming up, keeps coming up, keeps coming up. And it always comes up, seems to always come up, any time that you bring up something that the other person's done. So let's say that the other person's done something that is not cool, not nice, not good, and you bring it up, you go, hey, you know, you're not bringing it up in a mean way, say, hey, you know, really didn't like the way that you acted or the way you treated me or da-da-da-da-da, whatever. And the other person goes on and then starts arguing, and the next thing you know, well, what about that guy you talked to on the beach? What about that guy? What about that conversation you had for all that time? What about that, you know, the flip the script? What about that woman you talked to? What was all that about? And they bring it up in the middle of this entire situation. And it's very interesting how this happens, because it's used to get you off target. It's used to change the subject. It's used to be able to manipulate the situation into something that took place a while back. And I find it very interesting, because those same things can be used year after year, argument after argument, and it seems to work for many of us because we fall trapped to it, right? We fall trapped in the fact that we argue back. Oh my God, that was 15 years ago. Oh my God, you're still bringing that up. It was just an innocent conversation, and you're going to bring this up from 15 years ago. And we're going to, oh, what do you mean 15 years ago? You're probably doing it yesterday. I just don't know. It's probably behind my back. That's just the kind of person you are. You are. That's what you are. You're just a flirt. You're just like, you're a sneak. You see what I'm saying? And then you grow, and then all of a sudden we get defensive, right? We get defensive. We get angry. The argument accelerates and accelerates. And then what? We have no solution. The concept and the thing that you brought up that you wanted to talk about in the relationship, it's so far away from that now, it's so far away, you can't even bring it back. Now we have an argument, full-on argument, no solution, no closure, no middle ground. And all we have is a concept of what happened 15 years ago. And that's challenging. I know that some folks have talked to me and emailed me about this ammunition. They said, oh my God, when you said that on a couple of YouTube videos years ago, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And some people wrote to me and said, you know, their forever ammunition was so far back that it even happened before they got in a relationship with this person. So let me explain. I had one person write me a letter and say that they were dating somebody before the relationship they got in, and then once they got in this relationship, they were talking about the person was asking them questions about their previous relationship. And they had said that they had talked to somebody on the phone during the relationship. They had met somebody on the phone, but they never, you know, hooked up or anything, but they had talked to somebody on the phone, and they had felt bad about it. And then this person that they get in a relationship with ends up using it against them. Well, you basically cheated on your previous ex, and started using that as forever ammunition in the current relationship. And you see what I'm saying? It's like you disclose things about your life in this forever ammunition concept is how it's used, right? So they ask you questions, you disclose, because now you're in this relationship with this person and you feel confident that it's good. Then you disclose your situations to them, and then they use it against you as forever ammunition to find fault in you and to find a reason to paint you black. Many of you are also in relationships right now where you're dealing with what I call the narrative. So we have the narrative that can be really challenging to overcome. And so you might be dealing with a situation right now in a relationship where the narrative has become bigger than life. It's all about the narrative. The narrative is what that person is claiming that you did, what that person is claiming that you did. And that is challenging. And sometimes that claim can be far from reality. Now, sometimes that claim can have glimpses of reality in it, right? And I'm not talking about when the claims are real. I'm talking about when the claims are fabricated. It's a narrative, and then you're dealing with fighting against the narrative. And fighting against the narrative is really hard because it's like fighting against a person's dream. You know, a dream is a dream. It's not reality. And it's like, you know, when somebody feels that you dream cheated, they wake up and they go, you're a jerk. You were cheating in my dream. Okay, well, you know, I can't control the fact of what you dream about. And the fact that you had that dream doesn't mean that I'm a cheater. And now I'm going to have to sit there and argue about how I'm not a cheater. And I'm going to have to prove to you that that wasn't true, the thing that happened in your dream. And dreams are very literal, by the way. And so it's not always just because you dream that somebody's cheating doesn't mean that they're necessarily cheating. Dreams are extremely literal, and it's something that I love to interpret. Dream interpretation is something I love to do. But when you think about this, it's like fighting someone's narrative is like fighting their dream. It's created and manufactured. And many of you are having to deal with that type of forever ammunition where you're fighting up against a narrative that you can't win against even though it didn't happen. Even though it didn't happen. And that's what I want you to think about. That's what's so critical here. That's what's so critical here, because if you're dealing with something like that, for example, maybe there was a night when somebody got physical and you were involved, but you didn't touch the other person, and that they got hurt in the process of kind of basically trying to hurt you, they might recreate the narrative as so, that you were involved in the altercation, that you started the altercation. Sometimes the way that people remember things are the way that they choose to remember things. You know, I've worked with clients, you know, where, you know, the truth was the truth, and then a couple of days later, the narrative was completely changed, and then a year later, it never happened, even though there were witnesses and even police reports. Apparently, it never took place. So it's a very interesting spot to be at when we're in the middle of something like that, where that's being used as forever ammunition and the wedge. So the fight that didn't take place or the thing that you didn't do becomes this wedge, and every time you're having to have a conversation with them or you'd like to communicate with them in a healthy way, they bring up the thing that you didn't do. And then you're over there trying to argue the fact that you didn't do it. Part of you wants to just agree to it because you want to get past it, but I'm telling you right now, if you agree to things like that that you didn't do, that's a slippery slope and that's a lie. So if you didn't do something, why are you agreeing to the fact that you did it? And what happens there is that it doesn't end there. I know that you think, okay, if I just agree that that happened instead of the way it did, she or he will drop that story. Well, no, normally that's not the case, because then they're going to say, well, what else do I not know? Or what else are you doing that I need to know? All these things are very interesting. So I want you to think about that. So be careful before you agree to say, before you say that you did something you didn't do, be mindful and aware that this is probably not going to gain you any points. You might actually lose more points. And then by you agreeing to that, they can go around and tell everybody about it later on. But these fights are very interesting. You know, the possibility of cheating. There's a lot of folks that use that wedge for cheating. Oh, I know you're a cheater. Your dad is a cheater and you're going to be a cheater. I mean, that's pretty terrible when people say that kind of stuff, you know, based on things that your parents did, is the fact that, oh, now because they cheated, you got to be a cheater. I mean, this is some hardcore stuff that people are putting on each other. And, you know, it's like you're trying to live down something that you haven't done. And that's really hard to do, because how do you live down something you haven't done? It's really challenging. And I find that it's really hard to do. And that's why it's important to sit there and go, okay, you know, if this is happening to you in a relationship, how long has it been going on? How long has the forever ammunition been there? How long has this argument been there? How long has this been the wedge in the relationship? Because this is a mighty big wedge. This is a huge wedge. How long has the wedge been there? And how long have you been dealing with this wedge, especially these wedges that aren't true? How long have you been dealing with it? How long have you been fighting for it? For many of you, you might be fighting to see your children from the previous marriage with your current spouse. I need to go see them. Or you're always seeing them, so you're having to fight to get out there and see the kids. You're having to fight and having to defend the fact that you had to pay for school supplies. You're having to defend the fact that you had to buy them school clothes. I mean, how long do you have to defend, and how long are you willing to defend something like this over a period of time? And I don't know about you, but eventually even the best people in the world, you know, they get beaten down, you know, over time. And it's just depending on how long you feel like you can deal with this and allow this to be, how long you feel like you can continue to do this and hang in there. And you gotta really think about that, because each time that you're trying to defend yourself against something that's, one, not true, or something that they knew was a given situation when they got into the relationship with you, as far as like having kids from a previous marriage, or, you know, having an ex that you have to talk to because you have custody stuff. I mean, all those things, they went into it knowing full and well that this was part of the package. And then when that stuff starts getting questioned and you start getting called on the carpet for that, these are the things that can really break someone, because it just gets really challenging over time and frustrating, because it doesn't seem like there's ever going to be an end in sight. And that's what's so, I think, challenging when we're dealing with the forever ammunition. And that's why I think is really challenging, is that when is it ever going to end? How is it ever going to end? Will this ever go away? And that's what you have to ask yourself. That's what you have to think about. And, you know, when you think about the forever ammunition, too, it's like, you know, we have to get right with that. So if somebody's using forever ammunition against you and it's still triggering you, how bad are the triggers? And what does it trigger? Why is it triggering you so much? You know, so that's a big question. It's like, because if it's triggering you, why? And if it's based on something you didn't do, is it because you want to prove your innocence? Is it because you get tired of being controlled or manipulated? Is it an anger because of the resentment toward the gaslighting? Is it the fact that there's part of it that you started believing because of the way that they treat you and how they address you and the way that they label you? All these are interesting questions, but we can't end a trigger until we know why we're being triggered. We can't stop being triggered unless we know why we're being triggered. And this is so important to understand, is like how and why we're being triggered. And if we can start getting down to the bottom of that, we can start analyzing and understanding better what makes us tick, because that's what it's all about. And one thing that I've realized is that when somebody is driving a wedge in there, when you try to call it out, it can be challenging. And it's hard to call it out because, remember, if somebody doesn't realize that they're actually doing it, they're going to defend it. You know, if they don't really actually know that they're doing it or want to see that they're doing it, they're going to want to defend it at all costs. And that defense is really challenging, right? So the defense of it is what is really challenging. And that's what I want you to really kind of think about, too, is that, you know, are we finding ourselves, you know, in this constant defense mode where we can't stop defending ourselves? And that's a part of it. That can be part of it, where we're trying to defend ourselves. We're trying to, you know, go through that. And that's beating us down. That's beating us down mentally, emotionally. It's beating our morale down as well. And those are things that we have to think about, too, is the ultimate impact that we're going to have from this exposure over a period of time. And that's something that we have to address and understand, quite honestly, how we're dealing with it and the impact that it has on us. And these are important things to think about. You know, I feel that with the forever ammunition, if you're dealing with that, you can honestly understand if you are. If you're in the process of dealing with this forever ammunition right now, this is something that we need to look at. This is something that we need to understand. And so whether it's a situation that took place years ago, or something that they thought you said, or something they thought you did, especially if it's something that didn't happen, and, it, you know, that's one of the hardest things to get over, is you're fighting something that didn't really take place. And that, in and of itself, is very challenging, it's very overwhelming, and it's very tough to tackle. So stay tuned. When I return, I'll be giving you some tips and tricks on how to deal with this, and some ideas that may be helpful to you if you're going through this. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm exploring the concept of the wedge in a relationship. The wedge can be in the form of a person, or a pet, or a previous relationship, or a previous partner, or previous spouse. It can also be in the form of health issues in order to create that wedge so that there's that physical wedge. And then that wedge can create and mutate into different things. We also talked about the other options, but also as well as the forever ammunition. The things that took place years ago that you seem to not be able to live down. Those things, those stories, those comments that are used to create the effect of no solution, even though when we're trying to get solution in a situation. So it creates that circular logic where we're stuck not being able to explore solution, and in fact, we're trying to defend. And so, well, you know, if you're listening to the show and you're dealing with this, if you have a relationship and there's a wedge in between it, who's put the wedge in? Where did the wedge come from? How did it start? Where are we at? And, you know, can we have that conversation? Can we begin to explore that with the person in the relationship? You know, and it takes time. It's not like a one-time conversation where we talk about it. It's over time. It's like, you know, you bring it up slowly, you bring up different facets. You know, if it's a past story, many of you are not going to be able to live this down, and it's unfortunate because this has been made by this person, I think consciously or subconsciously, to always create emotional distance from you so that they don't have to get connected. And they use this to also paint you black, and they also use this to bring you down to size. And so all these things are very interesting, and if you're dealing with something like that and you want to talk to me, you can definitely reach out at any time. You can go... you can go to my website at Ashley Burgess, AshleyBERGES.com. There's a contact page. You can send me an email, and I'd love to address, some of your questions via email if you're going through this, because it's very challenging to understand. And eventually, at some point in time, we have to figure out how much longer do we have to defend ourselves. Are we tired of defending ourselves? Where is there other places that we can use our energy? You know, is there other forms of using our energy for good instead of what we're using our energy for? And these are things that we all have to think about individually. It's not one size fits all, but there comes a time in life where we have to realize that, you know, if we are unhappy and things are not working out, how much longer are we willing to deal with this unhappiness? And then how much energy are we willing to keep throwing out this to try to make it work if it hasn't been working for a long time? But we definitely want to explore. We definitely want to, you know, uncover everything. We want to move every rock. We want to look under it. And that's what I help clients do, so that there's no regret at all. Coming out of that situation. We want to have no regret. We want to have no regret. We want to also eliminate our resentment, and we want to eliminate our triggers, and those are things that I help clients do. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go on and subscribe. Go to YouTube and search up Ashley Burgess, AshleyBERGES. Just search up my name and then check it out. You can subscribe right there. It'll let you know when we get new videos up, and it's not all the time, so you're going to get an indicator maybe once a week, so it's not going to irritate you, maybe twice a week. But you'll be able to be abreast of what's going on and new video content up every single week. And we also have a members app. We also have a membership site part on the YouTube as well. You can also become an exclusive member of our website, AshleyBurgess.com. On that front page, you can click on that top banner, and you have access to not only, exclusive videos, but you also have, access to me, exclusive coaching group sessions that take place every month. So check that out if you can. And in the meantime, if you're going through this, remember, it's like the wedge, the narrative, the forever ammunition, the triggers, the defense, you know, the fighting against the narrative. All these things are very challenging. And if you're there in a situation right now, we really need to analyze how we're going to get through it, how we're going to move on, and how we're going to take care of ourselves in this type of landscape. And it comes down to being able to look at ourselves and realize that our purpose, again, our purpose is to find ourselves. Our purpose is to understand ourselves, and our purpose is to be better than we were yesterday. And all of these things are extremely important, but the purpose is about understanding ourselves and eventually having that unconditional love for ourselves. And once we get to that unconditional love state, we wouldn't accept this type of behavior in our life. So that's another thing that I work with clients to do. It takes a little time, but it is so incredibly worth it, because that's the reason why you're here. Well, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. Check out the podcast. You go to Spreaker, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. You know it. I'll be back next week. If you have some show ideas, go to that contact page and send me an email on AshleyBurgess.com. Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in 3 shakes.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government, and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's Patriot Software.